Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You gotta know, Hugh.
Know when to run. I have a count your money. Sitting at the table. You know what? I hate to make it as simple as this.
Yep.
But I'm not scared. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I think, you know, it's okay if 3-2 is makes you feel comfortable.
It makes me feel wonderful.
I'm not
3-2 right now with this offense.
I'm not afraid because I look at it like this. Either you win or you lose. You know, because you have whatever this season is. Whatever it is, however you want to talk about it, the Eagles have put themselves in this situation, right, with their play, because your play speaks for itself. And when you talk about repeating and not doing, you know, not making it adamant about not wanting to talk about last year and things of that nature, everything up until this point you had control over, and you still, your destiny is still laid out right in front of you. You have the pieces. You got the components. Put it together. You know, if it was easy, everybody would do it. That's a fact. And I was always told that if it was easy, everybody would play.
Sure.
And everybody doesn't play. So that's why, for me, the path that's the hardest is not that hard. It's not, because you were supposed to be preparing yourself for this. You were supposed to be the better team. When you looked at the landscape of the NFC, you were the best team talent-wise than everybody else. Haven't played to that point yet. Mm-mm. Haven't played like that.
Not on the offensive side.
Yeah. On the offensive side, now the defense is leaking oil a little bit. Just did the injury report. Jalen Phillips has a concussion. Zach Bond has a hand injury.
Well, and Carter's obviously out.
Yeah,
for a
and
bit.
Obviously Carter's out. But everything that you have strived for up until this year is still right ahead of you, and you could take it if you want to.
So we have been debating if we would just take 3-2, or you know, you kind of play it out, and that could be 4-1, 5-0. It could be 2-3, 1-4. I mean, it could be a collapse. Without are what we would prefer. If you had to guess right now, what's their record, the final five? Because I would guess
4-1.
I would guess 3-2.
4-1.
Kyle, if you had to guess right now, not what you're signing up for, just if you had to just guess. Five games left, they win how many? the pause says it all.
I'll say 3.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I'm not here to be realistic, Joe.
Well, someone has to be. Someone has to be around
Friday.
Here. I know it is a Friday. All right. Speaking of realistic or delusional, depending on how you decide, Hugh Douglas, you are up for Eagles Insider of the Year, and it is time for us to assess whether this week you are a true insider or a true fraud. So you did report, I mean, on air. I mean, it was a big report,
it
right?
It was hot.
It was hot in the streets. The
all on your own.
All on my own.
Cooked
no,
it up.
No assistance.
Because you are a trained Big J journalist, and
Big
you
J.
put out there that Darius Slay, what was it, sources say, reunion,
that he, the
something?
They are headed for a reunion.
We're heading for a reunion.
And it sounds like you were onto something, because the Eagles did put the claim in for Slay. Of course, the Bills won the claim. Slay is refusing to report to Buffalo.
He's like, nah.
Well, so let's hear it from Darius Slay, and then we kind of unpack what this all means. Darius Slay went on Manuel Acho and Shady's show talking about the Buffalo claim. Was would he have come here? You know, let's hear Shady and Acho talking to Slay about the whole situation.
You get claimed by the Buffalo Bills. Why didn't you report today?
Well, I mean, just because of the fact that, like I said, I'm in year 13, man. Honestly, my son is a senior in high school. He just finished his football. I miss a lot of that. You know, I had my child at 15, so now he's 18. So I miss a lot of bit of his football. I called a couple of games, Mike T. Thank you for that. He let me make it to a couple of those. So, and, you know, I'm just like, man, I've been doing so much with football, man. I've always been an awesome dad, you know. So, but with me not being, you know, traveling different worlds and there, so I've been missing out on a lot of my kids' activities. So, shoot, man, mostly like a family decision, you know, kind of to it. So we just see how I go, though. But I'm going to take it day by day. And but, yeah, man, I just got done leaving. I just left my son basketball game. I ain't seen him play basketball because last couple of times in Philly or whatever, I'm deep into the playoffs all into February. By that time, his season over with. So the only thing, I don't get to catch the good activity. So, man, you know, that weighs on me heavy. And so that was a big thing with me.
All right, so, Hugh, that was interesting to hear because it's when I heard that, I heard a guy that might just be done, right? He just got to be home for a few days and realized
real reflective.
Yeah, I've missed much over the years, and now that's great. He got to watch his son play football and basketball and all that. But if he comes back to any team, including the Eagles, he's back out of the house again, right? So that's he was reflective. All right, he was then asked directly, so you're not going to Buffalo. What if it was the Eagles that won the claim? Would you have shown up? The answer here goes a long way to decide if Hugh is an insider or a fraud. Let's hear this.
If the Philadelphia Eagles would have claimed you, would you have been there today? Don't lie to me, Slay. You can lie to them. Don't lie to me.
Oh, man. We know. We don't know, man. We'll see, though.
We don't know. It's crazy.
Stop. Slay, you do not lie in the speakeasy. One of the biggest rules of the speakeasy is we don't tell no lies. I will ask you the question again. Have the Philadelphia Eagles claimed you, would you have been there today?
I don't know, really. I honestly don't know, man. I'm just telling you because the fact of, like I said, man, I had a real big impact with my kid, man. Like I said, me and my oldest son, man, we've been going through the wars together.
Yeah.
You know, since Pee-wee's and I.
How old is the oldest, for clarity?
18.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this was his senior year of football. He just got doing basketball, and my youngest, my middle one, he just got done. I just left his game, and it just felt good to be there. You know what I'm saying? It felt good for me to be there. So it would have been a hard time, you know, to think about it. But you know, hey, Philly is my second home. You know, I don't know how that would have hit if that would have hit. But when I got home the other day, I'm like, shoot, boy, this feels good, too good that we got the crib.
Hugh, what do you make of it?
He would have came. He didn't want to answer that because it's still... Because
he's still on the Bills, technically.
Yeah, because it's like you got to... I don't know the procedure for that, but he would have came. No question about that.
So the only procedure now is if they let him go, right? If they... Yeah. I don't know how... I don't know the wording of it. If they just like release the claim or give up their rights to him. I mean, they could let him go and then he could... He's a free agent. He could sign anywhere he wants. Well,
if he wants... If like his true desire is to come to Philly, I mean, his agent's Rosenhaus. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Drew wrote, yeah.
So, like, if Buffalo wants to remain in good standing, don't they kind of have to honor that?
They could do him a favor. Yeah, they could do him a favor. Mm-hmm. They could. Also, but, I mean, this has to impact it. They're going to play the Eagles in a few weeks. Yeah, I mean, they obviously think he's good enough to help.
Yeah.
So why would they want to give him to an opponent that they're going to play in a few weeks?
I will say, though, I think if we're determining whether he was a fraud or an insider.
Which is the whole point of the segment.
Correct. I think insider. I mean, look.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I think the key here is the wording of Hugh's tweet.
Yeah,
he didn't say the Eagles are going to sign Darius Slay.
Headed for a reunion.
They were heading for a reunion.
And they
that technically
it just came to a halt.
Yeah, I do agree that he probably, even if he was going to come to the Eagles if they claimed him, he couldn't say it there publicly. Yeah. That would have been a big deal.
They were heading there.
Yeah.
I mean, they were. His report was true. Okay. They put a claim in.
That puts me in the lead.
I agree.
I think that puts me in the lead.
Okay, I'm conflicted because I generally agree with both of you, but I did vote fraud on the poll.
Wow.
So.
Well, I did too. I did too, for sure.
Okay. That's what friends are for.
I think insider. I voted fraud.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'm on the same page. So right now you're running at 57% fraud, 43% Eagles insider. Hmm. Well, those must be the people that are upset at some of the other reports.
You think 2 weeks ago, before the Dak thing,
He would
no,
have,
no, yeah, no. That,
what do you mean the Dak thing? What's
gonna,
the Dak thing?
It's going to take a few months for people to get over that one.
What do you mean the Dak thing? What is the
you
Dak thing?
You know what the Dak thing is.
What is
you,
the Dak thing?
That you, you know you what you did.
Yeah, it was like, you know how I privately wondered a couple days ago what McKee would look like running
the offense?
You
publicly wondered.
You privately wondered.
So, you publicly wondered.
But that's no different than, who was that? We were talking the other night, and the hockey people were talking about somebody else being on the Flyers team if he was there.
Yeah, sure.
It's the same thing. Like, I don't
people
understand.
People don't care.
Yeah, I know. People don't listen.
that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, you, I listen. Tried to trade Harper for Soto once. I mean, I'm not going to judge you, but you know, we know how people are. People get upset. Anyway, you could vote on that. 215-592-9494. Fraud or insider? I do think the evidence this week points more to insider. Hugh Douglas, Eagles insider.
I totally agree.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, you're going to agree. You want to win totally the you want to win the award.
I want to win an award. I just want to go on their show and take my award and, you know, laugh in the face of the other pundits in this area. And
you know what I need? If Hugh does win Eagles Insider of the Year, next training camp, you need to walk around with the whatever it is, a trophy, a pendant, whatever they have. Because think about all the people that cover Eagles training camp.
Yeah, and I'd be like the Eagles Insider of the Year.
They're the ones that are, I mean, they're the like actual day-to-day insiders. You just swoop in and steal the award.
Here's the thing. You're such a joke. And they'd be upset.
You can't rest on your laurels, though.
No, I do. I have
you
to
need
figure
more
out.
Reports. I mean, this thing runs for more months, like a few more months.
I need to figure. I need to figure it out, man.
We'll push him. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, I told you the winner of this is going to be the one that has the true story of what's going on with the
offense. Yeah, we're still working
on it. We've been working on it. You got any scoops?
Well, you know, I had one, but Kyle keeps poo-pooing it. Sources tell me.
What are you talking about?
It's a good chance Kyle Swartz.
That's Phillies, man.
But that's still it's still a scoop.
You don't know anything about the Phillies insider
stuff. Still a scoop. I know people.
You know Eagles insider stuff.
I know in Middletown. I've been there before.
You're out of the loop on the Phillies.
You don't know anything about the Phillies.
Yeah, that hurt a little bit.
I meant in terms of is it insider.
It reminded me of that phone call that we had a few years ago. Hugh, you don't know baseball.
Yeah, you don't know baseball, Douglas.
All right, let's go back to the phone lights here. All right, Ross at Glassboro thinks Hugh's the only one making sense here, so he gets to be on the phone lines with us. Hey, Ross.
Keep saying whatever you want, Hugh. You don't know baseball.
There it is. What's up, Ross?
Yeah, Uncle Hugh, man. I don't know what's going on with these cats, but Joe, when you say you want to take 3-2, you're signing up for it. You're basically saying you're throwing in the towel.
No, I'm not. 3-2 gets us to 11-6 and probably the 3 seed. How is that thrown in the towel?
Thrown in the towel is in you sign up for it, is in you don't want to play the games. You just want the record. I mean, give me 3 wins. I don't care. I don't want to watch the games. I just want the record.
Well, no, I want to watch. But what I'm doing is I'm protecting us, Ross. Because if we play the games, what if we go 2-3?
And then we lose the first playoff game and we're out.
Well, I didn't say they're going to lose the first playoff game. But what if we...
If we play these games and play hard to earn the way into the playoffs, they got to play better, right?
That's how I look at it.
Right. So if you make it, then you got a better chance of going. If you just say, oh, okay, well, we'll give up a couple games, whatever, your heart's not in it.
No, I'm just protecting us from the bottom falling out of this thing. 3-2 means they don't collapse.
I get to this hypothetical and whatnot, but where I...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
where I feel like he was coming from is saying if they don't make the playoffs, it's because they don't deserve it. If they do make it, it's because they played better, because this offense is not going to get anywhere in the postseason.
He gets it.
The way it's playing now.
He gets it.
I agree with that. Yeah, if the offense plays like this, Ross, they'll be one and done. I mean, it's very hard to win games against really good teams when you can't score more than 15 points. I think we all agree on that.
Yeah, the way I look at it is I feel like all this argument's been going on all season about what's the cause, what's the reason. I think it's two things. One, obviously the offensive line's not playing as well, and that's why the run game's not working, and that's why the pass game's not working. The other thing, and really I think the only other thing, is I feel like Jalen's being too protective of this. I feel like he's obsessed with not turning the ball over to the point where it's keeping him holding the ball longer. It's keeping him from taking any kind of chances. You know, when AJ's Twitter handle or something is always open, right? Mm-hmm. That's not because he's always open, literally. It's because even when he's not open, he's open.
And ironically, Ross, that's how Jalen used to treat him. Like that a few years ago, that's the way it was, yeah.
He used to throw those 50-50 balls, and he doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
And the difference in the offense is clear.
Oh, for sure. So, and I think you're right. I think you were right about the Jalen thing, that he has become, and Ross, good phone call. And I'm not saying this is all Jalen's fault. I mean, Sirianni and the strategy and the, but I do think they've become too obsessed with the turnover thing. Like, we can never, and not that you want to turn the ball over, but Hugh, there also has to be like, you can't make a shot if you don't take a shot, right? You can't move the ball if you don't throw the ball. You can't, I do think it's become, it's almost become too much. Like, we're just too risk averse, and then we don't score any points.
Yeah, but we have to do something, Joe. In order for me, or in order for this team to get better, they have to take chances. And that, to me, is the whole premise behind me feeling the way that I felt yesterday when I said, let the Cowboys win. But listen to why, Joe, because now it puts more pressure on us to have to do better. Because let's be honest. This is where Eagle fans need to have a come to Jesus moment, because we sit here and we've lied to ourselves every week about what this team was. Oh, they're going to beat the team 38 or something. We've barely squeaked past.
It's time to stop lying.
We're arrogant. We've been rolling our helmets out there because we're the Philadelphia Eagles and hoping for the best. Sometimes you need that pressure to help bring out the best of you. And that's why that was the whole premise. Let them win. And make it put more pressure on us, because now it becomes, hey, the Dallas Cowboys are breathing down our neck. Mm. How bad do you really want it? Because that's what we're talking about right now. And when you say stuff like, hey, I'll take 3-2, you're settling knowing that this team isn't that good. That's what I hear when I hear people say
that.
Well,
when I hear the other side, which is take our chances, the bottom could fall out.
And, Joe, if the bottom falls out, guess whose fault that is?
Theirs.
Because of what?
But there is risk to this. Like, guys, if the bottom falls out, we have major questions into the offseason.
And that's what we need to answer. How long? Like, here's the thing. And follow me on this, people. How long have we been dealing with this and it hasn't been addressed? Maybe it's time to address it. You know that analogy we like to use all the time? The parents are fighting, but they're trying to stay together for the kids?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to go our separate ways. Maybe we need to see the ugly part so that we can get past it.
A divorce around the holidays?
No, I'm just saying. No, but what I'm saying is this.
Come on.
When I hear Eagle fans, especially when they get mad at me, why are you being such a hater? Why are you talking about this? No, because we all see it, and I just find it surprising that it, you being a diehard Eagle fan, you're scared to talk about it.
Well, I'm not scared to talk about it. But
I know you're not, but they are.
I guess the only way I could say it is, I don't think they're going to go 5-0 in real life. So I'm going to accept a 3-2. Let's do our best to piece this thing together, get in the playoffs, and take our shot. We're going to have a home playoff game to start. I do think the top of the NFC is a little bit more vulnerable than in most years. I don't think the Rams are unbeatable. The Packers are probably going to be the 2 seed. I think they're going to take over the division over the Bears. I mean, the Eagles already beat those teams. So get in. Let's make this happen. And away we go. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mario, Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's Mario. What's up, pal?
All right. Hey, Joe, man. I'm usually rocking with you, man. But you talking that cluster talk with that 3-2 talk. I can't ride with that, man. I'm like, Hugh, you put it all out on the line. If they make it, they deserve it. Or if not, then that is what it is. But I honestly see the Eagles, if they don't play right and start getting it together, they'll beat the Chargers, but I see them going like 2-3, and that last game gonna count if they don't get things together and start playing like they supposed to be playing. And on the Kyle thing, Kyle's gone. If you've seen the last interview at the end of the season, what he was saying in his body language said it all. He knew he wasn't coming back. That's why he's kind of teary-eyed and crying and all that. So I think he's going.
You know, I hadn't thought about that in a while, Mary. He was very emotional. He did sound like someone who was at least unsure if he was coming back. He did not sound like he knew he was coming back here.
Right, right, right. And one more thing. Hey, y'all better act like y'all know. Y'all must have forgot. He was the insider. He the plug up at the station. He know what's going on.
Try to tell him down here.
For the Eagles.
They ain't listening, Hugh. I told you.
I tried to tell them to listen to me, dog. They don't listen.
Now,
he's
going to
be a Philly.
We stop listening.
Y'all have a good weekend, man. I love
you too, man.
You got it, Mary. Have a great weekend. Listen to Hugh. I mean, what are we supposed to every day?
I will say this.
4 hours?
I will say this. Don't listen to me all the time, because sometimes when I workshop – some of this stuff, it's a little bit off the wall. But when it comes to football, I mean, I'm pretty plugged in. I mean, I'm trending towards the inside of the year.
Trending.
I mean, I'm trending towards that way.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
I'm telling you, man, it's one of those things, because I have vision, and this third eye has been working overtime. Now, I know it's a lot of times I say stuff that incenses a lot of people. They get upset.
Yeah.
But y'all need to get out y'all feelings, because I'm just dropping this knowledge.
What would you say is more likely, that you win Eagles Insider of the Year or the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
Damn, Joe.
It's just a question.
I would say for the sake of my love of the team, they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you're screwed, buddy. You're not.
I'm going to say that.
Yeah, there's too much time between now and
so you think the Eagles are more likely to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Well, that's less faith in Hugh. You don't think he can break another big story?
It's just that you put together a bad what if.
I don't think you have another one in you.
It's a bad what if.
Are you kidding me?
There's at least one great outcome. How is that a bad what if? You're either Eagles inside of the year or they win the Super Bowl again.
Let's see it. Let's see it then.
Okay, we'll figure it out. We got to figure one out.
Come on, big guy.
All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim licking his wounds from a big loss last night. What's up, Jim?
First of all, Charger Aaron at SoFi on Monday night.
Oh, boy.
Is there an elevator to the 700 level? And can I get Grubhub delivered to my 700 level seats? And yes, seats. When I fly, I need two seats, so I need two seats when I get to SoFi.
Sounds like you took exception to the spray tan comment.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about.
This call-on crime has devolved into something crazy.
Sure
that's
has.
The dumbest. Yeah, I mean, he did say something smart. I mean, Cinnamon Ken is pretty boring. But anyway, Joe and Hugh, listen, I predicted the Cowboys would go 2-3, so that's very impressive for the 12 days. And they will win the next four games and go 10-6-1.
Wonderful.
I predicted 11-6, okay? Make the playoffs or not, but I think the Eagles are going to fold. I think even when the Raiders come in, I think the Raiders are coming in with guys that want a job next year. And
oh, just stop, throw Jim. It all the out Raiders right are horrendous.
And the Giants and the Commanders, listen, those guys, you Commodores know, they're coming in there hard, to though. Win.
I know.
They're going to play really hard.
Well, yeah, so the Commanders are going to beat the Cowboys on Christmas. I mean, that's going to end your season. That'll be the last one.
Stop with your nonsense. Stop with your nonsense. Listen, it's all about you. Listen, we're right behind you. We're coming up behind you. So you're going to lose even
just
more.
Just lost
sleep, Joe.
Last night. You gave up 40 points to a team without
Joe. We in 12 days we played the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Lions.
Stop.
Okay, we moved the ball well. Yeah, two interceptions by Dak isn't good, and five sacks isn't good. But it's 12 days. And we had to go to Detroit.
Didn't Detroit have to play the same amount of games in the same amount of days?
Oh, go put your Lions jersey on and go suck your thumb. Bye.
Well, I was a big Lions fan last night, of course. Yeah, Jim's going through his emotions today because he realizes the Cowboys, that was a big loss for them last night.
Yeah, that was a tough. It was a good game, though. It was a good game. And it was funny because it was a back-and-forth affair.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys made it interesting down the stretch. It really did.
Well, every time they got to within three, the Lions pushed it back to 10. It was a really good game. It absolutely was. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. We got a lot to do here, rest of the show. Remember, when you hear the sounder, Hughes Holiday Stocking, we have a big-time prize you can win today and be automatically entered for the qualifying prize. So keep listening. When you hear the sounder for Hughes Holiday Stocking, call in, and you'll have a chance to play to figure out what the heck is in Hughes Holiday Stocking today. Yesterday, of course, it was Frank Sinatra. So we will get to that as the show goes along. Later on, we'll get to guess the takes for Week 14 in the NFL, you people. And we got to talk about what Jalen Hurts said yesterday, because he was asked by another candidate for Eagles Insider of the Year, Elliot Shore Parks, directly about those reports we've talked about this week about him not wanting to run as much anymore. We'll get to that next. How Jalen Hurts responded. I thought his response yesterday was quite interesting. Not so much the idea of it, but just how he responded to Elliot when asked about those reports with him not wanting to run anymore. You'll hear from Jalen Hurts next. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. Schwarber, are you worried he's going to leave? And would you sign up for 3-2 right now for the Philadelphia Eagles in the last five games? I would sign up for 3-2 in a heartbeat. I'm not rolling the dice like high roller Hugh over here. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.